Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. Today we're going to do a book review of Who Stole the American Dream by Burke Hedges. This is a great book. I learned about this book sometime back around 2003, maybe 2004, when I was fairly new to the network marketing industry. This book was recommended by my sponsor. So I purchased it and read it. And since then, I've probably reread it maybe five or six times, given away a few copies. This is a great book for a new network marketer. It's also a good book to give to your prospects to kind of warm them up to the idea of network marketing. Now, the title of the book really gets my attention, Who Stole the American Dream? And the American dream, in my own opinion, would be working for yourself, having time freedom, being able to live where you want, live a nice, comfortable lifestyle, and do what you want to do. That's really hard to do in today's world, with inflation, with taxes. Most people are not living the American dream. They're living the American nightmare. And this book is really designed to get you in the right thought process to think differently so you can live the American dream. So this book came out sometime around January 1992. It's about 142 pages long, and there's about 500,000 copies in print. I would give the book 4 out of 5 stars, 8 out of 10 stars. I think everybody in our industry should read it at least once and then decide if it's something you want to share with your prospects. The book provides an in-depth review of pyramid schemes to include lotteries, chain letters, the airplane game, and other Ponzi schemes. He also reviews legal pyramid schemes such as Social Security, charities, Wall Street, and more. So it's a very interesting book that gets you to think differently about money. What I want to do on this slide is just share a few of my favorite quotes from the book, and then I'll just add my own 2 cents to each quote. I do recommend you go on Amazon and order a copy and read it yourself. Number one, he says, there's nothing wrong with having a pyramid structure. So every business, every charity, every organization in the world is shaped like a pyramid. There's someone at the top. There's maybe a few vice presidents. There's senior level managers. There's managers. There's hourly employees, and so forth. So having a pyramid structure is normal. It's not a bad thing. The next quote that he says is, today it takes 2 incomes for us to achieve the same standard of living that our parents had with 1 paycheck. Now, I'm 46 years old at the time of making this video. I look back to when I was a child growing up. I'm a Generation Xer. And our family had 1 steady paycheck from my dad. My mom stayed home and raised us, and we had a decent standard of living. Most of my friends at the time were in the same situation. Usually their dad worked, their mom was home, and they lived a comfortable life. Maybe they weren't rich, but they had a average or above average life. In today's world, in many cases, the husband and the wife are working, and they're still just struggling to exist. It's really sad. The next thing he says is that everything that distributes goods and services is a pyramid. What matters is whether value flows down through the levels of the pyramid in direct proportion to the dollars that flow back up. So let's just talk about a distribution model. Let's look at Walmart. That's shaped like a pyramid. They have goods and services that they push down to the customers. The customers buy. That supports the corporation, the employees, the store that you buy it from, etc. Same thing with our business. As long as the people who are the end users of the product are getting a good deal, there's nothing wrong with that structure. If the end users, if there's not end users who are customers getting a good value, a good deal with the products, then it's questionable. Then it's more like an illegal pyramid. He said, success in our business depends on a lot of people doing a little bit each. This is exactly how network marketing works. You have a team of 100 people, about 80 to 90 of them are just customers. You have about 10% that are part-timers. They're selling some products. They're sponsoring people every once in a while. And then you have 1 or 2 out of those 100 who are really serious. But the way that you grow a big team is by a lot of people doing a little bit. 100 people each bring in 1 person a month rather than 1 person bring in 100 people a month. He said, you'll never create real and lasting wealth trading time for money. Took me a while to learn this in my life, but it's true. Even if you own a business, if you're a one-person business and everything revolves around you, you really have yourself a job. If you're in a corporate career, if you're a realtor, you're constantly trading time for money. You're stuck on the hamster wheel. And what's going to happen? You're either going to max out or you're going to burn out. So even if you don't do network marketing, you need something that gives you leverage. You need something that gives you a passive income so that eventually it can become large enough to pay for all your bills. And at that point, you become financially free. He says the media has no love for an industry that doesn't have any major advertising bills to pay and never will. That's why the media doesn't like network marketing. We don't pay ads. We don't buy ads from them. We don't fund their shows. And then finally, and this is one of my favorite quotes, he said 80% of all bankruptcies would be prevented if people had as little as an extra $250 per month. Think about that for a minute, just an extra $250 per month. That's really the sweet spot in network marketing. Even though a lot of people talk about the big money, what it's really designed to do is allow ordinary people to make $200, $300, $400, $500 extra a month by retailing some products, building and maintaining a small team, teaching other people how to do the same thing. Of course, some people earn millions, some people earn nothing at all, but the purpose of the industry is to give people some extra income to keep them out of those financial spots, maybe make enough to cover the grocery bill for a couple of weeks or pay part of the rent or pay the car insurance. That's the purpose of network marketing. If you have not read this book yet, Who Stole the American Dream by Burke Hedges, I highly recommend it. Head on over to Amazon, order a copy. Not sure if it's still in print, but I know you can at least buy a used copy. Read it, share it with your team, have a discussion about it. And if you've read it before, please leave a comment below and let me know what you think. I appreciate you watching today's video. I do have a link to the book in the description box below this video, along with some other resources. I also try to make a new video every day, so please check back often. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. I hope you check out this book, Who Stole the American Dream by Burke Hedges. Have a fantastic day. Thanks again for watching. I'll see you on the other side.